Today's share in the Deir Mishnah Brura Omri program is Daf Reish Lamed Vav Omud Beis. We're in the middle of the fourth volume of Mishnah Brura, in the middle of Simon Shin Ayin, and we're at the very top line with Sif Dalet. We've been discussing various halachos of Eru Chatzeros, and the Mechaber tells us over here in Sif Dalet, Anshei Chatzer, you have a group of people living in a Chatzer together, Shayukulam Ochlim Al Shulchanecha, they're all eating in one person's house, on his table, so to say. So they're all combining together the location where they're eating. The Mishnah Brura adds in Sivkot Lamed Vav, this is true, Afa Pishu Kolechot Ochel Mishalo. He brings down from the Beis Yosef, even if it's not the owner of that room, that's the one that's actually supplying the food. They're all eating together in some sort of a common dining room. Each person is bringing his own food. Nevertheless, in this situation, Afa Pishu Kolechot Yeshlo Bayis Bifnei Atzmo, even though every single person eating in this dining room has their own separate dwelling place, their own house within this courtyard, as the Mishnah Brura explains in Sivkot Lamed Zayin, Lelina, they sleep over there, Lishar Tashmishin, and for all other activities other than eating, Ukilila Kameh, as we're going to see in a moment. So you have here many people eating together in a common dining room, bringing their own food there, not that one person's bringing it. And they all have their own apartments, which they live in and dwell in and do all sorts of things, sleeping and other activities other than eating in those separate apartments. Nevertheless, Einam Tzrichin Eruv. The Mechaber tells us there is no requirement for them to participate in the Eruv Chatzeros. The entire group just needs one person, the one, let's say, who owns that dining area, to participate on their behalf if there is an Eruv Chatzeros with anybody else. But if they're just together themselves, there is nobody else, there is no need for an Eruv Chatzeros. Because halachically we view them as all the people living in one house. If one person owns a house and he has children there and other people there, they're all subordinate to him. He doesn't need to make an Eruv Chatzeros for his house. So too over here. There are multiple dwellers over here, but since they're all eating in one common area, even though they're bringing their own food even, nevertheless, since they're eating in one common area, they're all called, considered halachically, as if they're in one house, and therefore there's no need for an Eruv Chatzeros. But if they want to join together with another chotzer, so let's say they have a common chotzer that they're going into, or a common mavui that they're going into, and they want to be able to carry from their houses into the chotzer, into the mavui, and then into the other group, so then in this situation, Eruv Echad Lekulan, then this group of people over here just needs to add one portion over here to this new Eruv Chatzeros or Shituf Mavoyos that is being created. They're considered like one entity, and therefore they only have to add one portion over here, not a separate portion for each dweller in this courtyard. So, for example, they bring Pas Echad Bavad alone. You don't have to bring 10 breads for the 10 people living here. One bread for all of them is fine. And then they take that bread, Molichin la'oso mokum shel arvenimo, and they go and put it into the house that's going to be the new home of the Eruv Chatzeros or Shituf Mavoyos for this new courtyard that they're joining in with. The Mishnah Brura explains in Sivkot Lamed Ches, the Eizem Ehem Sheyirtze Yochli Tinapas. Any one of them can contribute the bread, Veintzorach Lazakos, and it doesn't have to be Mezakin on behalf of everybody else over here, because the Shlichusa, the Kulu Kovid, because he's acting as their Shaliach, and therefore he doesn't have to be Mezak on their behalf. Mechaber continues, if the other people that want to participate in this courtyard, Shituf Mavoyos over here, Eruv Chatzeros, so if the people from that other courtyard are now bringing the bread to them, so then, Einon Tzrichim Loses Eruv, then they wouldn't even have to give a piece of bread over here to this new Eruv Chatzeros, because that's the din, kid din, like the din, Bayish Menichim Eruv, the house that holds the Eruv never has to actually participate in it. It's enough that it's locating the Eruv in his dwelling. As we've already pointed out, they're considered like one entity because they all eat together in the same dining room. And therefore, in this situation, if the Eruv is going to be in their possession, so then none of them actually have to contribute anything towards the Eruv Chatzeros. It is sufficient that it is in their dwelling place. However, the Ramah adds and he says, Hagah. The Ramah adds over here that if you have multiple people living in this courtyard in their own houses, but they're eating together al shulchano on one table, the Mishnah Brura explains in Sifkot Lamites that the Ramah is adding over here haramah husif the lav davka al shulchan echad. It doesn't even have to be on one shulchan. Each person is eating on his own shulchan. You have multiple tables in this dining area. Do adin al shulchanos miyuchados. It's true. The same halach applies on multiple separate tables. Well, shem vayisechot. Since they're all in one place, it is considered as if they're all one unit over here, and therefore af al pishu kol echad yoshim becheder b'fnei atzmo. The Ramah adds, and he says again, even though they're all sleeping in their own dwelling places, halachically speaking, they're all considered one unit, and therefore The halacha is, even though they're sleeping in their own apartments, but since they're eating together in this dining area, even at their own separate tables with their own food, Erev Echad Lekulam, one Erev Chatzeros on all of their behalf, one portion, one shlema of bread over here can work for all of them. Since there is no separation, there's no machitzas all the way up to the ceiling between their tables, they are halachically, like we learned in yesterday's shir, having kachamisha, sheshavsu, betraklim, v'chule. They're like the five groups of people that are living together in a traklim that has machitzas to a certain extent in it. The alpha p, sheparsin, lefam, and vilon, lefneim, letznius. And even if they do, even in this situation, sometimes put up some sort of a flimsy curtain over here for tznius purposes, they shouldn't see what they're doing. Nevertheless, that flimsy curtain, that yuriya over here, lo mikri mechitza, it doesn't have the halachic status of a mechitza over here, hova lo havi shom bekvias, it's not put up there on a permanent basis at all, and therefore it doesn't interfere with them all being considered as one entity over here, even though they're separated by these curtains. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sif Katan Mem that they're in this situation, like the five people that we spoke about in Sif Kimu, v'alkein afilu hoysa shom mechitza, even if there was a mechitza, el shem magia latikra olu samuch lo b'sok shlosha tfachim, but it doesn't go all the way up to the ceiling or even within three tfachim of the ceiling, then heve kiilu we know, we halachically view it as if it's not there. This is brought down from the Beis Yosef, kein isa the Beis Yosef, and therefore they all considered one group, one entity over here, and they do not have to go and have a separate shlema from each person in the group. That group can give one bread over here towards the Erev Chatzeros with the other people in the other chatzer that wish to participate with them. And again, if they're on their own, so they don't even need an Erev Chatzeros. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Mem Aleph explains that that's because if you have these flimsy curtains, it's not called a kavua machitza. The ain parson also, because the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Mem Aleph tells us that they don't spread out these curtains over here, ela kishosu davar tznius. They're only used to give them some privacy, but not really to function as a wall. Therefore, this machitza doesn't halachically separate them. The issue footnote number 34 gives another reason from the Beis Yosef, and he writes, this is also from the Levush, Shekivan Shevilon Ze Eino Kavul Milata. This curtain over here is not attached at the bottom. Shari Kishirotum Lasos Dover Shotsnias, when you're trying to just to put up something for Tsnias purposes, Moskano so, Yacha Kach Misalkano so. They go and attach it, and then they go take it away. So, Nechshav Lumchitza Sheni Yechol Lamo Beruch Matsuya. In this situation, we view it halachically as a wall that can't stand up to a normal wind, and therefore it's not considered halachically a valid Machitza. The issue footnote number 35 brings down from Simon Shin Pei Beis the words of the Rashba, who's uncertain if such a mechitza that's made for tznius purposes has the halachic status of mechitza or not. However, Ulam Khan over here, Noktua Beis Yosef V'Ramah, Kidover Poshut Shevilon in Chotzis here, they view it as an absolute fact that the Vilon is not Chotzis, it's not like the suffix that the Rashba had, and is also found in the Mishnah Berurah in Simon Nunhei, Shevilon Eino Chotzis Linian Tsiruf Asar, that if you have a curtain in a room, it doesn't separate the 10 people in the room that they're considered not being in the same room in regards to a minion. Now we go to Sif Hei. The Mechaber writes, Misha ochel b'mokum echad. If a person is eating in one place, and he's sleeping, however, in another place, v'yoshim b'mokum acher, he's going and sleeping in another place. So in this situation, which is his ikar dwelling over here, where he sleeps or where he eats? So we've learned this previously, we say it again now, mikom achiloso hu ha'ikar. Wherever he eats, that's considered his dwelling place, and in that group over there, he has to participate in the Erev Chatzeros, or else he will ruin it for them. But in the area where he sleeps, he doesn't have to participate in the Erev Chatzeros, and he won't ruin it for them if he doesn't. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Siv Katan Mem Beis, Rotz Lomar, the Mechaber is telling us over here that the Chatzer Acher, his sleeping and eating places, are in two different Chatzeros. So he'll only ruin it for the chotzer that he's eating, and he won't ruin it for the chotzer where his house is located, where he sleeps in it. Chavetz Chaim in the Bir Halach of Dibra Maskel v'Yoshli b'Mokum Acher brings down for shepherds, roim halonim besod, the shepherds out in the field. So they're eating in their houses, but they're sleeping out in the fields. He says in that situation it's different. Afal pisha ochlum be'ir, even though they're eating in the city, in an osum, they don't ruin it. They're not considered dwellers of the city because danan sade, because we can so to say testify. It's clear to us. The ilu hoyu mamte le lechol b'Mokum lino. So if you could bring the food out to them in the field, having ichle tvei, they certainly would prefer that. They don't want to trek back into the town, eat in somebody's house, and then go back out to the field. They much prefer to eat out in the field. Shesham hum mokum shmiraso. That's really where they are. That's where their job is, to watch the animals. And this is the opinion of the Magen Avraham as well, and it's found in the Avodah Zakodesh and as well in the Ritva. He then brings from the Prima Godim, Duadin b'talmidim, sho'ochlum b'beis bali batim. This is the same halacha applies in the talmidim that are eating by the bali batim, as opposed to they're sleeping by their Rebbe. Tazlinam basulina, mihai taima. The same reason is they really would prefer to eat by their Rebbe. They have to eat by these other people, but that's not their choice, really. They want to eat by the Rebbe, so here too, it's the same exact situation as the Roim. We view here their dwelling place as the Ikar, because they really would prefer to eat there if possible. Mechaber continues and he says, therefore, Hilkach, the halach is, ha'achin sha'ochlim b'veis avim, if brothers, two brothers, let's say, are eating in the father's house, and even though v'yishenim b'vateim, they're in the separate apartments that they sleep in, ain't an osrim. They don't ruin it for the other people that are in their father's chatzer, and if their father participates in the Erev, so then they're not participating in the Erev doesn't have any impact whatsoever. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Mem Gimel, Pirush, lo bimkom ha'sheina, not, they don't ruin it in the place where they're sleeping, because that's not significant, that's not where they're eating. Kishlo ervu im shar anshei chatzer. Even though they're sleeping over there, if they didn't participate in the Erev Chatzeros, it doesn't ruin it for them. And likewise, v'lo b'mokum achila, and it doesn't ruin it if they don't participate in the Erev Chatzeros in their father's house where they're eating. Shehim negrorim acharavim, because they're pulled after their father, so to say, v'yotzin beiruvim, and his Erev participation in the Erev Chatzeros also schleps them along as well. So you have this little bit of a paradox over here. They don't ruin it for the people in the courtyard where their house is, where they're sleeping, and they don't ruin it for the people in the courtyard where they're eating over here. In the case of sleeping, it's not considered halakhically that they live there because their eating is elsewhere. In the case where they're eating, they're subordinate to their father's table, and therefore they don't need to participate on their own. The Mechaber continues and he writes, Vim nosten lohem pras, v'yochlim b'vateim, if he gives them a piece of bread and they go and eat that in their house, as the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Mem Dalet, Pirush. They're accepting something from their father's house. It doesn't make any difference whether they're taking this food in the form of bread or in the form of money. In this situation, the Mechaber tells us, Ostrom, they would in fact have to participate in the Erev Chatzeros, and if they don't, they would ruin it for everybody. And the reasoning is, as the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Sivkot and Memhei, that they would ruin it for the other people, Al-Acherim, V'adin, Ze Al-Ze, Kishol Ervo. If they didn't participate in the Erev, they would ruin it for themselves as well. Even if they're living in the same room as their father, since he sends them the food to eat in a different place, so then they're considered separate entities over here, and if they don't participate, they'll ruin it for themselves and for everybody else. The Mechaber then qualifies it. He says, "Vahani mili, this is true. That's when the Erev Chatzeros for this courtyard is in somebody else's house. However, avlam hayu b'nei shar hechotzer nostin ma'erev bi'echo bi'botim elu. If, however, the rest of the people in the Erev Chatzeros put it into one of their houses, or alternatively, if we're talking about that there are no other dwellers over here, o she'eni mo'am diorim hechotzer, it's only these people together at their father's table, and they take the food back to their own houses, so then einon tzrichim li'arev. In this situation, they wouldn't need to make an Erev Chatzeros as well. Mishnah Berurah explains, in Sivkot and Memvav, Pirish, what the Mechaber is telling us over here is a masay amrinin shekabolas pras enamol. Under what circumstances we say if they take a piece of food from their father that it doesn't count that they're removed from his household? Kishechutz min ha'achin v'avien hayu od diorim b'chotzer. In a situation where there are other people dwelling over here, v'huskiku le'erev, and since they all need to participate in the Erev Chatzeros, v'nicho also etz alachot mi ha'diorim, and it's in their house over there, so then in this situation, the Oz Amrin, and we say, Kishem Shisha'are Diorin Asre Zalzeh, since all these other dwellers are going to Asre each on each other, in Lohayum Arvin, if they don't participate in the Erev Chatzeros, so too the people over here, in Hunami Asre Adadi, they're also going to ruin it for each other in this situation. As opposed to the Mishnah Berurah says, Abo Kisha'eni Moim Diorin Acherim Chatzer, there are no other people Chatzer. It's just, let's say, the father and his sons over here, and he's giving them the food to take back to their own houses. In this situation, Abol Kisheni Moam Diorim Acherim Chatzer, there's nobody else there, just them. Heim Biatzvan Ein Maskikin Le'eruv. They don't have to go make their own Erev Chatzeros over here. Why not? The whole Shemakablim Al Koponim Pras Mevim, because they got the food from their father. And therefore, Ha'av Mechabran Umetzarfon Lios Kishechot. They're considered one entity over here because their father's giving them the food, and he's, so to say, combining them. Likewise, if there are other dwellers over here in the Chatzer, but they choose to put the Erev Chatzeros into one of these brothers' houses over here, so then we say as well, then we follow the rule that whosoever houses in technically doesn't have to participate in the Erev Chatzeros physically. He just keeps it in his house. So since the brothers over here are now exempt, whosoever house it's in amongst the brothers, they're exempt. So therefore we say, Gam Shar Echob Nami Peturin, as we explained before, in this situation, all the brothers over here, the father and the brothers, are all potter because it's in their dwelling place, and therefore they are considered over here like one entity. The Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Mem Zayin adds over here, Rots Lomar, O Eitzel Av, O Eitzel Achin. It doesn't make a difference whether they put this Erev Chatzeros over here in any of the brothers or in the father's area. As long as it's one of their areas, then they no longer have to contribute. And since none of them have to contribute over here, so then this is a perfectly valid Erev Chatzeros when the people from the rest of the yard go and put it in their house. With this, we conclude today's shir.